This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
How stupid you want me to be this morning, Shirley, Carla? How stupid y'all want? Y'all looking, y'all? Yes.
Do you, baby?
All the same, though.
I'm high end. When I go hard, I go high end.
I mean, you the luxury brand.
Yes.
Stupidity.
Yes.
The Louis Vuitton.
I'm talking about
I want to be the Rolls Royce.
Yes. Do it, baby.
All right, I got it for you. This right here is this, you know, it's just some people kill me. Now, you know, this lady been coming to my house for the last, you know, back and forth from my house to her and her husband's house. But now she bringing these bed bugs to my house. And see, that's unacceptable. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Somewhere you got to draw the line. So she bringing bed bugs from her house to my house. And I done spent about $2,500. I got to get a new mattress and everything. So I'm thinking I'm calling her, but the husband pick up. But we got to get this $2,500. I got to get this mattress. I need all my money back. Because she done bringing bed bugs to my house. This right here is bed bugs, y'all.
What?
I can't stand it, man.
You
some married people
far.
Kill me.
You're going too far. Yeah. This is too far right here.
Yeah.
It really just is. By the setup.
Uh-huh.
Too far.
Bad bugs, let's go.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to speak to Shanice. She's not here right now. I take a message. Do you know when she's coming back? Nah, is this a business call or something? Nah, this is personal. I need to talk to her immediately. Nah, you need to talk to me. This is a man. Who is this? This is Brandon. Who are you? I'm Ernest, man, but how do you know Shanice? I got a bit of a situation here, man, and it's basically a financial situation that I'm owed some money from her. So I kind of need to talk to her about getting this money. Is totally disrupted my whole apartment, and I need to actually see about talking to her about getting this whole problem taken care of. What's the situation? What's going on?
I mean, I'm basically, right now, I'm $2,500 in the rears due to Shanice. And you know, I need to see if she's going to be able to pay me for the situation or what, you know?
Do my girl owe you money?
She owes me
$2,500. $2,500 for what? I don't even know who you are, first of all. So what's up with the $2,500?
First of all, my name is Brandon. Okay, and I've been knowing Shanice probably for the last 3 or 4 months now. Okay, so here you want to know it all in a nutshell is like this: Shanice been coming through. Okay, for the last 3 or 4 months, been coming over here to my spot, to my apartment, hanging out. I'm just now finding out within the last 2 weeks. I had to get rid of my couch. I had to get rid of my mattresses because...
Your mattress?
Because it's bed bugs.
Mattress? Wait a minute, dude. Wait a minute. So you trying to tell me she was in your bed?
Yeah, she been in my bed, dude.
She been in your bed. Are you crazy?
Hey, man.
Come on
man.
Now, dude.
Listen,
you know, you
hey, dude, the problem is not
right now.
Where she's been.
$2,500.
The problem is
you talking about $2,500. You talking about my girl was in your bed. Now, we're not even going to get into that. You understand what I'm saying? But that $2,500, you can forget about it.
No. Hold up.
First of all, you calling here, and here is a dude answer the phone, and you still got the ad for her, and then go tell me about some $2,500 about some mattress?
Dude, I'm out. My mattresses, man, are $1,000. It's full of bed bugs. I had to throw that away.
Man, I'm not worried about no damn mattress, dude. You talking about my girl. We've been together for 4 years. I'm about to pop the question on her, and you want to sit there and talk about she been hanging with you or kicking with you for the last 4 months. It's about to be over in a minute.
Dude, if you want to marry Shanice, cool. I don't care nothing about that.
Hey, don't even worry about that now. Put you on my phone talking about some damn mattress, man. That's a problem, dude. I ain't worried about no damn mattress.
I'm worried about it. I ain't got no mattress right now.
You calling my house? You calling mine?
I do not have a mattress right now, nor do I have a couch. Do you understand the problem that brings to me?
I don't care nothing about your mattress or couch, dude. I don't care nothing about that. Your name, you say your name Brandon?
I'm Brandon, yes.
Yeah, Brandon, okay. Don't worry about it, Brandon, because you're going to find me real soon. Don't let me find you before you find me, though. You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
You
can add them bed bugs and that mattress or whatever. Answer these for all I care. But what I'm saying is, you talking about some bed bugs. Ain't no bed bugs over here.
Okay, so what's she getting the bed bugs from? She done brought them over here to my place.
I came out about it. She ain't bring nothing over there, first of all. But that ain't even a problem right now.
Dude, you ain't had nobody else over here.
Right, don't worry about who you had over there. But you don't go call here talking about no money. You ain't getting nothing from here.
Okay, first of all, dude, check this out. I don't have a problem with you, okay? Me and you cool.
We already got a problem. You calling me talking about you been sleeping with my brother.
Hey, dog, once I'm going to say it again. Me and you cool, dog. We cool.
Dude, we not cool. First of all, I'm going to handle Shanice myself. I'm going to handle you later.
What you talking about? You going to handle me.
I'm going to handle you later. You want a mattress, right?
Hey, dude.
You want a mattress, right?
And marry Shanice. I ain't got nothing to do with that. My money back, man, for the property of mine that she has ruined, man.
Don't worry about that. I'm going to get you a mattress. Don't worry about that. It's going to be a casket wrapped around that
Hey, dude, why are you sitting here creating the drama with me when me and you, we ain't even the problem. The problem is Shanice.
The problem is you picked up your phone and you called here. That's the problem.
Now you got two problems.
You ain't got no couch. You ain't got no mattress. Now you got a dude after you. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? I can't talk to you. When do Shanice get home, man?
Don't worry about when Shanice get home. Okay. What you need to worry about is when I find you.
Okay, so when you gonna have my money then when you find me? Because I need my money.
Yeah, I'm gonna have your money. I'm gonna have your mattress too. Please understand. You're gonna be resting real well.
Okay, so let me ask you this here, man. Shanice bring bed bugs over to my house, leave them all in my mattress, leave them all on my couch where I gotta throw my stuff away. Where I'm wrong at, man? Where I'm wrong?
I'm gonna ask you straight up. Did you know she had a man?
Say what?
Did you know she had a man?
I mean, kind of, sort of, but not really, though.
Ain't no kind of, sort of, man. Either you know she got a man or she don't got a man. You knew she had a man, right? And you still went and did it, right?
Hey, dog, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all, man. I'm dealing with these bed bugs. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, do you understand you messing up a four-year relationship? You know how much time I put in with this woman? Four years. We about to get married. And you calling here with this...
When are y'all supposed to get married?
Don't worry about when we supposed to get married, man. You messed that all up. What I'm trying to explain to you is, dude, you calling here on some bed bug, which I know she ain't got nothing to do with, but the fact that you told me that she was over your house, in your bed, that's over. It's over now. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when she get home, I'm going to deal with that. You understand what I'm saying? That's going to get dealt with. I'm walking up out of here. But when I leave here, please believe my next stop is to come find your... First of all, how did you get the number to this apartment? That's what I want to know.
Hey, dude, she gave me both numbers, the cell phone number and the house number, and told me, you know, if it's an emergency, call the house.
Okay, and this is an emergency?
Yeah, this is an emergency. Learn
another emergency number. Learn 911, because when I come knocking on your door, either you come out and you handle it, or you better call the cops. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Hey, man, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Who is Tommy?
I'm just saying, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Hey, who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy, dog. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ernest, you just got pranked by your girl, Shanice.
Man. Y'all. Who the f***?
You all right, man?
Boy, it was over. It was over. You understand what I'm telling you? It was over.
Oh, man, that was fun.
Stupid. What I say.
Stupid on a Monday morning. Mm. Uh-huh. All right. Lexington, Kentucky. Y'all already know the nephew is coming to town. Comedy off Broadway, March 13th, 14th, 15th, and the 16th. Tickets on sale right now. Bricktown Comedy Club, Oklahoma City. That's March 28th, 29th, and 30th. Charlotte, North Carolina. That's April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Charlotte. I'd say it like that. Charlotte, North Carolina. Tickets are on sale.
We know.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.